flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Remember, we were talking about pitchers and catchers and the Mets six-man rotation and all the different lineups that they had. Hoff followed up, BT. So take a guess. I do not know the number here.
Okay.
Remember, we said the Mets had, what did you say?
142?
143.
They had 143. Yeah. And I will just give you, I just want to give you a little bit of other hints here, Tampa.
Different lineups, just to
Tampa
clarify.
Tampa Bay Rays from last year, 144. Last year, the Orioles, 144. Let's see who else we got. Oakland, 143.
Okay, so of 162 games, these teams are changing lineups. 144, roughly, of those. What do you think your Yankees did?
Well, based on what he just said, I'm going to go higher than I probably would have said. It just seems like that's more of a theme, even though I guess we knew it, but we didn't substantiate it with a stat, if you know what I mean. I would have to say the Yankees, let's see. First base was a revolving door. I'm just doing this real fast. I won't take too long.
Remember the one in the Subway Series with J.D. Davis hitting fourth?
Yeah, that was of course. And the other Jocks, Jones, whatever that dude's name was.
Jermaine Jones.
103.
I will go... Jeez. I mean, I was going to get 20 for the Mets, so I was way off. Then I guess 50, which was even way off. I'm still going to go fewer than... Yeah, I mean, definitely fewer than the 144. Injuries.
Stanton was hurt.
I'll go in the 90. I'll go 90, 91.
106.
Okay, yeah, you know,
split
right there,
the difference
BK,
just about. Yeah. Well, you know, and it's funny, too, because now that the other teams are, and there's, what, four or five teams that are in that 142, 143. And
basically, the Dodgers were 130-ish.
Who had the fewest?
Good question.
So far, the Yankees are the fewest I've seen.
Stability, that's my franchise.
Where were you looking that up? Is it on Baseball
it's
Reference?
It's on Baseball Reference. It's all the way on the
bottom.
Is
it really?
Are we sure the accuracy of this?
I mean, if it's like Wikipedia, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll start the column yesterday. Golden sombrero, four whiffs.
It is, dude, I wouldn't even give it much thought.
Yeah.
But, like, we talked about it, and the reason why we're talking about it is because if the Mets go with a six-man rotation, well, what does that do for your roster spot? Meaning that you can't be, tied down with a guy like J.D. Martinez who could only DH. It doesn't make sense to use a roster spot on a guy that can't do anything else. And really, it's not just about the Mets. It's in general how you would build the team out, which then got us to the, you know, the different variations of lineups and the flexibility or versatility of these rosters nowadays. It is, like, I would never even give it thought how many... But, God, 144 different lineups roughly in 162 games?
Well, here's what it makes me think about. Now, let's take the Mets because that was the first one, 143, 144. Yeah. What do you think is the more impressive accomplishment from a managerial perspective? Now, I don't know the number for, say, the 86 Mets, but I guarantee it wasn't 143.
Can you look that up, actually? I'd love to know that. Roughly just pick a year. If you want to pick the 86 Mets, that's fine with me.
I'm going to say 70 or 80.
Remember, too, because Davey Johnson was ahead of the curve with, like, the platooning and all that stuff.
No doubt.
Back then. But I'd love to know, like, a lineup in the 80s or 90s versus...
Look up the Mets there. Yeah. Because to me, even though Davey won the championship and Mendoza did not, but... If you've got to come up with 143 different lineup iterations compared to what I would guarantee is a lower number for the New York Mets back in 86. You tell me what's the tougher job.
All right. Yeah. So there's two numbers here, by the way. Yeah. Obviously, with the NL,
the pitchers without the givers, without taking out the pitchers.
Oh, right. So
tell me, do you want to take a guess on this?
Can you think 59.
I have two numbers. 59, you said, and what's yourself?
Well, what do you mean, two? Why do you have two different numbers?
Well, because the pitchers are always changing.
Dwight Gooden, Ron Darling's different. That. So that's just going to be a lot of different lineups anyway.
I actually have the actual number.
Without the pitchers?
Without the pitchers changing.
Okay, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, I'm going to go 30.
93.
What? That many?
143 with the pitchers.
What?
Okay.
What about, give me another team that maybe, because remember, Davey was ahead of the analytics is what I meant to say before with the platooning and all that
Look
stuff.
Look at the Cardinals. They had the same crew, Tommy Herr, Jack Clark.
From 86?
Yeah. Lonnie Smith. Maybe Obergefell.
Yeah, do that first, and I'd be curious, the 99 Mets. Like, I remember it was basically the same lineup every day.
You it wasn't. I guarantee if you look, I know we're just making them look up everything, but I guarantee if you look up the 99 Mets, it's going to be a high number as well. So
no,
he'll look it up. Because think about this, Al. That number stuns me with those 86 Mets because Keith played every day.
Right.
We know about second base with Tuffle and Backman. Rafael Santana played every day.
Yeah.
He was your shortstop. Elster came later and like September Cola. Same with Maggot and played a few
Mitchell
games at first.
Mitchell played a little bit of short, no? I think he did play a little.
Maybe a minute or two. But you had third base. You had Hojo and Ray Knight. I mean, Gary was a rock behind the plate. And I think, was that Ed Herner or Barry Lyons to back
up? The difference, like Dykstra. So like even
Dykstra, Mookie.
But even that one switch or two platoons, Tuffle and Backman, Dykstra and Mookie, that could alter the different
lineups.
It
could, but those guys always hit in the same spot. If Mookie played, Mookie batted first. If Lenny played, Lenny batted first.
So the Cardinals in 86, 106.
Jesus.
Now, I looked up the 99 Mets.
Yes.
I think
it's
going to
be high. Yeah. Guaranteed it's high.
What do you think?
120?
I'm going under it.
Higher. Whatever he says, I'm going
under
higher.
Under 90.
76.
Okay.
Wow, look
Thankfully,
at you.
At least. I mean, even that's more than what I thought, but...
Wow. Olerud,
Fonzie. This is Bobby Dean. What about 2000 Mets? You have that? This is when he was penciling in basically the same
Ventura.
Lineup. Yeah, you'd go to the ballpark. You knew where you... Now, remember, too.
Ordonez.
And by the way, Hoff, is that 75 with pitchers or...
That's without pitchers.
Without.
With pitchers was like 116.
Yeah, okay. No, I want the without numbers.
Wow.
But remember, I mean, Bobby V, Piazza would be out of the lineup a little bit because you want to give him a rest. He was a big,
was that Todd Pratt? Am I getting those years mixed up?
Okay. No, 99, that's accurate.
Yeah.
All right, so at least we're getting somewhere there with that. That is.
Well, let's find out about an actual champion. How about, shall we say, I don't know, the 2000 Yankees like to get there.
Or 96, any of those teams.
The 2000 Mets were 118.
2000 Mets were 118. That doesn't surprise me. Okay. What were the 2000 Yankees?
99 Mets, which was a great offense.
Yeah, that was a good team.
I'm sorry, I'm going to hit you with one more that I'm curious after
this is
the
very
Yankee
interesting.
One.
Yeah. 2000.
So you want 2000?
2000 Yankees.
Hold on one second.
And then, I know I'm putting you on this joyride, but then I want you to compare.
It's a very joyful ride for me right now.
The 2000 Yankees, and then I do want the 85 Yankees with Mattingly, Ricky, Willie Randolph, that Winfield. That was a set lineup.
What year was that?
85
Yankees.
Okay. So 2000, what do you think for the Yankees?
I think it was actually fairly high. A lot of left fielders. 110?
111.
Whoa! I know my Yankees,
almost
baby.
On the button. Okay. Oh, jeez. Here we go. All right, what are you looking at?
85 Yankees, real quick.
And then I have
85 Yankees.
I have one last Mets one that I'm curious.
I can't wait.
85 Yankees. Yeah. What about the 62 Mets?
No, one last.
By the way, I've gotten all these wrong. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, right.
I would be so pissed at you if you actually had all these. 85 Yankees.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
He's now.
Check the accuracy for yourselves out there.
It has to be. Well, Ricky was a little bit banged up. Ricky, then Randolph, then Mattingly, then Winfield, then like Jack Clark, then like Pagliarulo. You had a lot of the guys who played almost every day. I'm going to say the Yankees were under 110 that year.
Sal, you want to guess?
No, 90s. I would go lower.
90s.
It's 101.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, so last one, because it's relevant to me, because the best Mets lineup that they've had.
69?
No, 2006.
Oh, 2006.
2006. That's their best lineup. I think today's lineup is at least comparable to that. The best one since 2006.
Okay.
So I'd be curious how many different lineups Willie trotted out there in 06.
I love Willie.
2006. You want to take a guess here?
I'm going to go under 100.
Beltran, Wright, Reyes. Reyes was a little bit banged up that year. I know he was always banged up, but I think he was healthy that year.
Reyes, what was it? Reyes, Beltran. No, it was Reyes,
Cliff
Laduca.
Floyd.
I think Laduca was in the tool. Reyes, Laduca, probably Beltran, Delgado, Wright.
What about Cliff Floyd? Cliff Floyd was there, right? No, was he still there in 06?
Yes, he was.
I thought he was.
Okay. Yeah, he was more prominent than 05.
101.
Okay. All right. I mean, still, that's almost a month.
Man,
wow. What's crazy is
that
like,
is interesting stuff.
The fact that you would go now 40 games is a pretty big difference, like meaning that today's average, it seems, is like 140-ish.
Yes.
Different lineups versus 100, let's say, 20 years ago. But that's still a high number then. How much higher can you go? The data that they punch out now, like, what are you going to have a different lineup every freaking day?
You shouldn't.
You almost do, though.
Yeah.
You're talking about a 20-game difference.
I know.
There were 20 games that had the same lineup. That's absurd.
But, Sal, how much of that is out of necessity? How much out of that? Let's get this guy a day off. So let's get Judge off his feet and DH him. Let's get Stanton off his feet. Let's rest the catcher.
And
let's,
by the way,
you know what I mean? Like
the Mets also, they did that, the 144, whatever Hoff said it was, 143, with two guys who play every day, with Lindor and Alonso. Like, it's not even like these guys are playing 120 games. They're playing 160 games.
That's true. Yeah, Nemo played every day last year. I know he was a little bit banged up. He was banged up a little bit last year.
Yeah, I think he was banged up a little bit. I forget how many games. Anyway, all right, let's get back to the phones here. We're talking about the six-man rotation. Dino is in Bayside, Queens. What's up, Dino?
Hey, guys. What's up? How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a quick point that as far as the six-man rotation, look at Nolan Ryan, the last no-hitter he threw. How many pitches did he throw in that game? Big Goose Gossage coming out of the pen for the Yankees, number big 54. How many innings did he throw? And now everybody gets babied. One inning. How many? It's like ridiculous.
Well, and Dino, you seem to know this. You said, I don't know that you're older, but, you know, Goose came up as a starter with the White Sox. You know that. He was a starting pitcher.
I know. That's where we got it from. But when he came out of that pen, my friend, he would throw right down your throat.
I mean, he would.
That was baseball. Now with analytics, it's this, it's one inning, he's done. Come on.
I still think, but Dino, don't do whatever you want. I love the call. Thank you. I still think the game of baseball is amazing. Like, there are things about baseball that bother me, but think about the conversation to start the show. College versus the NBA, basketball.
I don't even think it's close.
I feel like basketball's fallen off much more than baseball.
Yeah, I think football, too, to a certain
extent. Me, too.
We talked about that with the lack of defense or just the lack of crispness that you see week in, week
out. Tackling.
Baseball's changed, but I don't think pitchers aren't the way that they used to be. There's more of them that are getting used now. and maybe you want to say the caliber's not there, but still the quality of play, for the most part, to me, has not had that drop-off that I feel in the other sports.
I think it's a lot more athletic than it's ever been. You got middle infielders basically all over the diamond. Now, who can't run? Who can't move? Well, I mean, everybody can move in baseball.
The analytics got us toward the Joey Gallo types.
But Joey can run, and Joey can field. And he struck out a lot, but Joey was an athlete.
Yeah, when baseball, when you're watching it a lot with the strikeouts, and now, again, they're putting an emphasis on putting the ball back in play.
Which I love.
So it's a lot better. So maybe it's back on the upswing now. Maybe if we had this conversation 3 years ago even, we're having a different conversation about not liking the sport where it's at, where it's all or nothing.
You might be right.
I couldn't stand home run or strikeout.
Slower pace, no pitch clock back then. Yeah, you might be right.
Now it's picked it up a little bit.
Yeah, and that's why I say that the NBA has an awful commissioner. And I don't think Manfred's great, but the NBA is doing nothing to fix their game, but at least baseball's trying some stuff.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More of the conversation, whether it's the baseball stuff, the college basketball versus the NBA. We didn't really do some Knicks, BT. We can maybe get more into that coming up at 1 o'clock, but we got a lot to get to here. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.